Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, twice on Radio MD every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. each week. We discuss the most important issues for you to take control of your and your family's health. Plus top guests, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30 today. Who are our guests today? Well, it is vitamin N. What is vitamin N and why is it so important? We'll talk about that at 3:30 and 5:30. And Lisa D'Amore, PhD, author of the New York Times bestseller Untangled, Guiding Teenage Girls Through the Seven Transitions into Adulthood. She's on at 4:30 and 6:30 today. Should be a wonderful show. In addition, Gary Ginsberg at 4:17 and 6:17. Gary is my favorite part of the show. What's toxic, what's not? And there's some great issues. Why are we finding so many pharmaceuticals in our fish? And is it a hazard to you? And what can you do to avoid it? That's just one of the top stories from Gary Ginsberg. He's also going to talk to us about the Zika. There's a Zika mosquito map. 26 states are at risk. Where should you not go this summer? That's a key thing. And where should you not go in your winter vacation if you're starting to plan that? I know if you do plan it during the summer. We also have some wonderful other stories this week, which we'll go through. So, what have we learned about pictures versus warnings on cigarette labels? Well, it turns out the FDA was banned from putting the pictures that are used in Australia on the cigarette labels, which showed, in fact, people's esophagus or trachea or lung cancer or other things that were the consequence of cigarette smoking. And in fact, they had to have very small print labels. That is, cancer is a possible, cigarettes or tobacco is a possible cancer-causing agent. Well, now they can have much bigger print, and the FDA has allowed them that, and it's approved so that there will be much bigger print, but still no pictures. Why are pictures so key? Because they get emotion into it. Our brains respond much quicker to emotional items and thus ingrain them in our patterns of behavior. And pictures give you a much more emotional feel than do words. So that's why pictures are so effective. And in fact, in this small study that was done looking at pictures versus bigger labels on cigarette packs, it turns out the group that got the picture exposure had more than twice the quit rate at 7 months as those that just got the label. So, important thing, when you're going to change behavior, use emotion, and the key emotion seems like you can get it from pictures. We're also going to talk about a stomach pump. This is a crazy thing. And the American obesity epidemic hits a new high and changes the demographics. My producer, Donna Gould, sent me this and said, we really ought to cover this because it's such an important topic. That is the change in demographics from obesity. What do we mean by that? Who and what we mean by that is solely who gets obese. And the interesting story is that the new data published this week shows that women have broken away from men. Women are becoming fatter faster. And in fact, a staggering percentage of 40% of women now meet the criteria for being obese. That means their body mass index is 30 or higher, or for a 5'9" woman, she would weigh more than 203 pounds. The numbers are much greater than they were for women. For men, they're about the same. So for men, current smokers were more likely to be obese than in the process of just 5 years ago. For all U.S. children, the prevalence of obesity is 17%. and there's a positive shift in the very youngest Americans, perhaps signaling that efforts such as First Lady Michelle Obama's campaign in the 2 to 5 year old. But when you look at teenagers, it's just as great now as it was 5 years ago, about 17%. And it has increased the closer the infant gets, or the closer the child gets to age 19. So there's a real problem there. The other items that we should talk about is in some zip codes, 1 in 7 children suffer from dangerously high blood levels. What are the zip codes? They're the old cities like Syracuse and Buffalo and Erie. And yes, Cleveland is one of those older cities in this, if you will, lead level problem. The interesting thing in it is, though, that Minnesota had the highest overall rate among young children with 10.3%, Pennsylvania 7.8%, Kentucky 7.1%, Ohio 7%, and Gary Ginsburg's own Connecticut. Gary, what's going on in Connecticut? It's up at 6.7%. And so we got to ask him about his old state, his own state. The bad boy nonstick chemicals are gone, but what about the new version of nonstick? Should you replace your cooking pots and pans that where you want no stick with the new version? Gary's going to talk to us about that. And Congress trying to stop the Obama administration advance on ozone, what you should know about that, and does it play to the increased weather volatility we've been having? We're going to talk to Gary about that. He has some strong words about that. Again, at the bottom of this hour, we have, and I don't know how to pronounce his name correctly, but he's the person who talked about nature deficit disorder, and we'll get how to pronounce his name as well at the bottom of the hour. But it is vitamin N. Why it's so important? What does he mean by vitamin N? Well, you know what he means. It's nature deficit disorder and why it is so important, and the fact that we will be able to talk to him about 500 ways for you to get more nature in your life. I think it's Richard Louv, L-O-U-V, Vitamin N, the Essential Guide to a Nature-Rich Life, at the bottom of this hour. In the second hour, at the bottom of that hour, you know, it's 17 after my favorite, Gary Ginsburg, what's toxic, what's not, but at the bottom of the second hour is a special second guest talking about the Untangled, guiding teenage girls through the 7 transitions into adulthood. I can't believe how tough it must be for girls, especially in this era of social media, because it was tough enough when we raised our daughter without social media. I think it must be very tough for parents now. But Lisa D'Amore, the New York Times bestselling author, Untangled. She also writes columns regularly for the New York Times, lives in Cleveland, so we're privileged to have her on at the bottom of the hour. The quick story I can get to is, does coffee prevent or cause cancer? Well, I may not be able to get to it really quickly, but it was hot water or hot association of fluid that is supposed to burn your esophagus. So whenever you get an injury, you have rapid duplication of cells. In that rapid duplication, you even bring in your stem cells. But some of that rapid duplication, whenever you rapidly duplicate cells, there can be more errors. And your immune system may not get in there because there's been an injury, and so it's protected a little bit. And that's the problem with hot fluid. Coffee, though, decreases 9 cancers. When we come back, we'll talk about that and a lot of other important stories on You, the Owner Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and Talkin' Pets, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that lets you take control of your health and your family's health so you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. And we have a series of questions. I'm going to get to them right after I finish talking about the item we started right before the break. By the way, we appreciate the advertisers, and one of the nice things about most of the advertisers for this show, maybe all of them, is that they really represent health. That is, they talk to us about healthy items, and they are healthy items. And, you know, I always wanted to have a show where I could control the advertising so that we only had advertisers that actually promoted health. We have almost that totally on the show, so I feel really good about that, even though I don't control the whether the advertiser can be on the show or not. But one of the nice things, so you heard about even hotels and their wellness facilities. That's such a wonderful thing that you can always go, wherever you go, work out. So when I travel, I literally tell whoever is my guest when I'm traveling that I need an hour to work out every, and you know, when you've talk about the showering, etc. I need an hour and a half free every day, even when I'm going on a consulting arrangement and speaking at another institution, etc. I take an hour and a half. Any case, the point is I feel very good about that. Let's go back and talk about the coffee item, though. So coffee, 88% of Americans are fast metabolizers. How do you tell if you're one of the 12% that isn't? You get either headaches or heart abnormality of beats or anxiety or gastric upset from coffee after just one 12-ounce cup over a one-hour period. If you don't get that, you're probably a fast metabolizer. Fast metabolizers get only the benefits, which is a decrease in 9 cancers of between 20 and 40%. That's from 6 cups a day, a decrease in Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease of between 20 and 40%, again from the 6 cups a day, those are 8-ounce cups, and a decrease in diabetic type 2 risk of about 23%. We've got enough studies so we can say it's someplace between 20 and 25% from 6 cups a day, because it decreases insulin resistance. So coffee is a benefit if you're a fast metabolizer, but there are two caveats. One, it has to be filtered through some form of paper. The protein in paper, the whatever that is in paper, the fiber in paper, and it's virtually any paper. You can use paper towels, the paper you read through, etc. You don't want it to be, obviously, leach out the print, but anything else, you clear paper, it in fact filters out two chemicals which otherwise are hazardous. So you want it to be filtered through paper. The second thing is you don't want it too hot. You want it under 150 degrees Fahrenheit, under 65 degrees centigrade. Why? Because greater than that, you stimulate burns. And burns in your esophagus, you will send in cells to replace those cells that are burned. Assuming you have normal blood supply, you haven't had such a high degree of burn that you knocked out your blood supply. Assuming you have your blood supply, it is that burn, you will treat it with new cells. But those new cells, some of them get errors in them, and if you don't root those errors out, it increases cancer rate. So that's why not too hot fluids. It's the heat of the fluid, not the coffee. Coffee itself, remember, as we said, as long as it's through filter, you decrease 9 cancers, you decrease Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease by over 40%, and you decrease type 2 diabetes by 20 to 25%. So I now have to answer two questions that are just wonderful questions sent in by listeners. You can always send us a question at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, youdocs at gmail.com, as well as you can ask us to do the weekly newsletter. Sometime around program time, we send you the newsletter that contains all the information about the stories in the news that week, summaries of them so you can read them fast, as well as the show outline, what's going on in the show at what time. But in any case, this is sent in by Ralph, and since Ralph didn't say whether I could or couldn't use his last name, I won't. But Ralph said, and wonderful question, why is the saturated fat in cocoa oil bad, but cocoa is good? And that's a really excellent question. So the fat in cocoa is a unique fat. It is a saturated fat. But in the first pass, the first time it gets to your liver, assuming you've got a normal liver, it gets changed into an unsaturated fat. It's the only saturated fat we know that does that. But it's the rest of the things in cocoa, what we call the flavonoids, that are good for you. In other words, that fat is relatively neutral. It isn't bad or good, like other saturated fats. On the other hand, the saturated fat in coconut oil does not get transformed, and it causes a breakdown in the blood-brain barrier to inflammatory mediators, meaning it, at least in animal models and in every animal model tested, it increases your risk of dementia. Now, that's a strong statement, but that's how we used to cause accelerated dementia in animal models back in the 70s. So the marketing, if you do a Google search on coconut oil and dementia, you've got to exclude all the articles in the recent era. They're done by marketers. But if you get to the Google Scholar or you get to the articles in the 70s and 80s, you'll see that coconut oil was one, coconut palm oil, but especially coconut oil, was the oil that stimulated the production or accelerated the production of brain dysfunction in animal models. So, Ralph, I hope that answers your question. Thank you very much for it. It's an excellent question. Now, the other question was, what do they mean by a population health dividend? You used that phrase on the show a couple weeks ago, and I have seen it written about in newspaper articles since. And this is a woman named Mary, and she said, what do you mean by that? Can you explain? And the answer is yes. So, and I'll try and do it. So, population health dividend is the dividend, the decrease in medical costs from you staying well. Right now, medical costs are rising at a reasonably fast rate, an unreasonably fast rate, I guess, but it is because, not because of any increase in payment to hospitals, although the hospitals are charging about 3% more this year when I look at it, or pharmaceuticals, and the pharmaceutical companies are charging about 16% more on average this year, huge, but it's because we have an aging population. And as you get older, just managing the same diseases costs a little more. Plus, we have more people being covered because of Obamacare. That is, 17% of the people who weren't covered are now covered. There still are some uncovered. I think it's about 10%, but a lot more are covered. That raises the cost of medical care. But in fact, that's only about 2% of our federal budget by 2030 will go up. And most of us would say, well, 2%, believe it or not, 2% is $340 billion. That's a lot of money, but it isn't something that would break us. But what will break us is the new influx of chronic disease, and that influx of chronic disease would represent about 7% of GDP, or about, this is huge, 7 times 170, or more than $1 trillion in today's dollars by 2030. That's what we have to stop, and the dividend is from stopping that. We save premiums. We'll be right back with our first guest, vitamin N, why it's so important. Dr. Love, we'll be right back on how you can take advantage of nature.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Pure Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest because that's all I know how to do, and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me, and thank you both for what you do to get the health messages and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
For more than 45 years, Barbara's has created delicious cereals and snacks made with simple, wholesome ingredients you and your family can trust. Barbara's breakfast and snack items are lower sugar, higher protein options, free of artificial ingredients and colors, with the majority of its product profile non-GMO Project Verified, committed to better health and better taste. Barbara's gives families real, wholesome food that's tasty, too. Check out all of the products at Barbara's.com.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Adopting a new pet is a rewarding experience. And Shelter Pets make super pets. Your new best friend will steal your heart, bring you happiness, and enrich your life for years to come. You can make a difference in the life of an animal. Adopt and bring home a Shelter Pet today. To find out more, visit theshelterpetproject.org. This message has been brought to you by the Humane Society of the United States, Maddie's Fund, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike, our guest, wonderful guest this hour, it's Richard Louvre, who has, in fact, in his first book, the New York Times bestseller, Last Child in the Woods, journalist Richard Louvre introduced the world to something he didn't title, but others did, nature deficit disorder. The concept that a lack of nature in a child's life is directly tied to many of the health and behavioral issues witnessed more and more frequently in today's generation. That influenced the national policy, and this book, Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family and Community, and Combat Nature Deficit Disorder by Richard Louvre, L-O-U-V. So L-O-U-V is how you look on Amazon for the book, or VitaminNForNature.com is another way to look for it, is a book that goes through a ton of wonderful ideas that you can use. And one of them I love, paint with mud, since we all love to get muddy when we were kids. Richard, how did you come up with the 500 ideas?
Well, first, the first book, I've written three books on this issue, which I named nature deficit disorder, which is not a known medical diagnosis. Maybe it should be, but it's not yet. It is, though, a way to talk about this disconnect from nature that we've seen in our kids, and we really didn't have much of a language to talk about it. And I started picking this up as a journalist in interviews years ago. Parents were really uncomfortable about this. Some kind of profound change was happening. They couldn't really encourage their kids to go outdoors anymore. They weren't sure they wanted their kids to go outdoors anymore because of fear, because of lots of issues. So that was in Last Child in the Woods, the first book. The second book was The Nature Principle. That's more about adults and nature deficit disorder. All of us are affected by this disconnect from nature that is like nothing we've seen in human history or prehistory in terms of our connection to the natural world. Vitamin N is a follow-up book to those other two books, and it includes 500 practical things that families and communities can do to connect kids and adults to the natural world. And for the last few years, since Last Child came out, there's been a movement that has emerged around the country, but now in other countries. I just got back from Brazil, where they're launching a national campaign there. And people have been sending me these ideas, these things that they do to connect their own kids, to connect themselves, and also importantly, to connect their whole communities to the natural world. So this is a collection of what people have sent me, but it's also a collection of what other people have written. Other great books are out there on this, and I've picked some of the best ideas from those.
Now, it turns out someone just heard your reference to Brazil and has written us an email about that, and she has said, to Mary, and she has said, what about Zika in Brazil? And what about the dirty water in Brazil? In other words, when you look at Brazil, shouldn't we be afraid?
It's a good point. And I was certainly curious about that when I went to Brazil. I just got back 2 days ago. And their answer is that there are a lot of dangers outdoors. And Zika is kind of the latest. And would they tell people the kind of the same, some of the same things that are told to kids and parents in the U.S. when it comes to West Nile virus or the disease that you can pick up from ticks, Lyme disease, which is disease. You prepare kids, you put their, you don't expose their skin a lot, you use a lot of DEET, you put their pant legs in their socks. And you check really carefully for ticks and, when they get home. Now, Zika has its own particular problem, but we have to think carefully about our fear of nature itself and our fear of strangers. We need to begin to think in terms of comparative risk. Not saying there's no risk in nature or outside the front door, but there's a huge risk, as you know, Doctor, a huge risk of raising a generation under protective house arrest in terms of child obesity. It's not just nutrition that causes child obesity, it's lack of movement. And many physicians, many pediatricians in particular, are worried that our generation of American kids may be the first to have a shorter life expectancy than their own parents. And that's primarily because of child obesity and some of these other morbidities that have a lot to do with the epidemic of people not moving much. We now know, for instance, that this is recent research that has been published, that people who sit too much during the day, even if they're not overweight, if they sit hours and hours, day after day, say at a desk at a school, sitting now is seen by many as the new smoking because some of the same.
Yeah, but it's a much lower. Let's go back to nature because it's a much less problematic area. So, for example, if you even standing versus sitting or sitting is about a 1 year effect in your aging as opposed to 10 years from smoking. So, by the way, anyone who wants to send us questions, please feel free at udocs@gmail.com. So what you're saying, though, on nature is we can take precautions that really reduce the risk, such as we take with ticks when we go out. Is there one of the things that is often advocated in young children is going to a zoo? Does a zoo constitute going out to nature, or is that too controlled an environment?
Well, zoos are becoming better at this, and they're moving away from not only how they shelter the animals at the zoo, but how they talk to people at the zoo. They're becoming aware that scaring people to death about climate change, you know, other people do that. But what zoos can do is really connect people to a sense of connection to nature. The Children in Nature Network is the nonprofit that grew out of Last Child in the Woods, the first book. And we have a partnership with the American Zoo Association to begin to spread the idea of family nature clubs. What these are multiple families that band together. And, for instance, in San Diego, there's a family nature club with over 1,500 families. And that's a pool of families that, if you belong, you can dip into that pool and say, I'm going to show up at the park on Saturday and take my kids for a hike. Any other families want to join me? And when that happens, there's perceived safety in numbers, so it deals somewhat with the fear of strangers issue. But it's more likely that you'll go out and do that. So zoos are promoting that idea. The Canadian Wildlife Federation is promoting that idea, and we're seeing that spread all over the country, and not only because we're spreading it, but because it's contagious. I mean, families see other families doing that, and they want that too. So you can download a free toolkit from the Children in Nature Network, which is childreninnature.org, and start your own. You don't have to wait.
And there is, you have great tips here, if you will, on a whole bunch of things, but for example, and I think the key is what you do in this book. There are numerous ideas of making it fun. So it is, this isn't just going out for a walk and saying, I'm going to walk and talk with my child as we go, which is also a great thing, but is a great way of you have a ton of ideas of making it fun. So and the idea on meeting friends is a wonderful one that you include on, I think it's around page 15 of the book. It was early on because I remember reading it way before, and because it's part of our buddy system. You can get in on the conversation by calling us, or it's 1-844-305-7800, 844-305-7800, or UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S. We'll be right back with Richard Louv, L-O-U-V, Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family and Community. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Being your best means nothing slows you down. Whether it's a hard day of chores around the house, that weekend marathon, or smashing through a workout, one thing remains the same. Recovery must occur before you can be your best. Michael's Recovery Zyme supports the body's natural inflammatory response, resulting in greater muscle recovery. Recovery Zymes is the missing link you need to be your best. Recovery Zymes' formulation of systemic enzymes and herbs, coupled with an advanced enteric coating, allows Recovery Zymes systems to work where needed, the muscles and tissues. Our team at Michaels also uses these formulations, so we price our products to be cost-effective because we believe that excellent health should be affordable. Recovery Zymes is the highest potency and most affordable muscle recovery formulation in the market. Elite athletes and weekend warriors all agree. Systemic enzymes are the missing link. Michaels Recovery Zymes provides them so you can move forward and achieve your goals. You provide the passion, we'll provide the support.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking with Richard Louv, L-O-U-V, author of Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family and Community and Combat the disease he named, which isn't an official disease, but is being used more that way, Nature Deficit Disorder. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller, Last Child in the Woods, Saving Our Children from Nature Deficit Disorder. One of the things that we got emailed was from someone named Rachel, who lives in Chicago, and she said, how do we do this in bad weather? And you actually have a section in the book on be a weather warrior. Richard, so tell us about this. And I should use your name, Richard Louv, L-O-U-V. And by the way, the website you can go to for more information is vitamin N, as in nature.com. Vitamin N. To the letter N, as in nature.com. Is that right,
actually,
Richard?
Actually, it's vitamin N for nature.com.
Vitamin N for, F-O-R, not the number for, nature.com.
Yep.
Okay, so tell us about being a weather warrior. She's talking about a Chicago winter and how cold and windy it was, and said, how does one enjoy being a nature advocate in a Chicago winter?
Well, first, there's an old saying that says there's no such thing as bad weather, just wrong clothes. And of course, there is such a thing as bad weather. I mean, think about Hurricane Sandy. But there is also great benefit in going outside more, in even in what we consider bad weather. The schools in Scandinavia for decades have had what they call all-weather schools, which is the kids go out sometime during the day, every day, no matter what kind of weather it is, and it turns out those kids have fewer colds and less flu. So in Vitamin N, there's a section called Be a Weather Warrior, and it has lots of activities that can be done in cold, wet, or snowy weather. Also, for very hot weather, there's specific activities listed. There's also safety tips for both very hot weather and very cold weather, because there is risk in terms of exposure. But I also have a part in that section called the indoor expedition for when you can't go outside. One example of that is a friend of mine who's the head of a conservation group in the East, has a son who has some developmental issues that disallows his son from going outdoors much, even though his son really loves nature. So I spent a little time with him at their house, and on the way back, I stopped at the airport at a bookstore, and I saw a book called The Cloud Spotter's Textbook and sent it to them. And so it turns out clouds are very complex. You can just as some people go birding, some people go clouding. So his son now sits at his window in his bedroom, and he spots clouds and names them and learns about them, and he does the same thing with birds. So even when we're indoors, no matter what kind of weather, kids can have some kind of nature experience.
So, Rachel, if you go to this section of the book, The Indoor Expedition, when you can't go outside, there's a wonderful, wonderful section, and I think there are probably 10 things here. Set up a world watching window, keep an indoor-outdoor illustrated journal, create a cold weather sculpture of nature, start a windowsill garden, grow a radish inside a balloon is one of them. So there, and it talks about you put in a few radish seeds, and then a cup of quart of water, and half a cup of dirt, etc. So they're really specific things you can do, whether you're a kid at heart like myself or a real kid, that are wonderful. Build a house plant tree house, create a tabletop biosphere, make a worm terrarium, set up an aquarium, raise a butterfly indoors. So they're wonderful things to do both indoors and outdoors in this book, and they're really specific things that Richard Louvre has created in this book. So you should really feel wonderful thing. Sonar, just to warn you, Sonar, are you there? One of our listeners has emailed me and said, I've lost you on RadioMD.com. He said, it appears you've gone off the air, just for you to check it.
I'll take a look.
Okay. And Sonar is our engineer, Richard. I apologize. But I get all kinds of messages from listeners during the show, and so that was one of them. I must tell you that one of the areas I really liked, because of the characteristic of me of getting dirty, was wear nature on your sleeve, create art with found nature, and make your own paint. Tell us about wear nature on your sleeve.
There are all kinds of ways to decorate. Have your kid decorate his or her clothes with leaves. Most of this, this is in a section about art, personal art, art outside, creating art out of found objects. There's also a section about games from around the world and through history, and it's amazing how many inventive ways that human beings have come up with to experience nature. It's not just going on a hike. It's not just fishing or hunting or the traditional things that we hear of. And that's one of the things I learned doing the book, is that this is so varied. There's so many things that that we can do. One important thing here, too, is to recognize that this isn't, while this is about recreation and having fun, it's about some deeper things. It's about, although That's certainly deep, having fun and recreation, but it's also about cognitive functioning, ability to think and create. The body of literature, body of scientific evidence, most of it correlative, but some of it now beginning to be very longitudinal. Finally, we're studying this, has shown that, you know, kids who play outdoors, adults who spend more time outdoors, cognitive functioning improves. Test scores in schools that are greener, that have more nature in them, go up. We now know that from some quite recent studies on say, 950 schools in Massachusetts that's been found. But also physical health. You know, we have all of these things that pediatricians in particular are seeing, depression in young children that they've never seen before, attention deficit disorder in rates that they've never seen before. Some of that is because of better diagnostics, but it's also questionable. Some pediatricians worry about the number of kids that are being prescribed Ritalin. I'm not a radical in Ritalin. Some kids need medication. But ongoing studies at the University of Illinois show just a little bit of contact with nature. And those symptoms are reduced in many children as young as 5 years old. So we have to ask what kind of environment we're creating for our kids.
The book is Vitamin N, 500 Ways to Enrich the Health and Happiness of Your Family, from Richard Louv, LOUV, Combat Nature Deficit.